He's So Worth It Ministries blog for February 28, 2017. You sin, God convicts. You sincerely confess and are forgiven. Sooner or later, you'd fall into the same sin again. God convicts, you confess, and on it goes. Ever find yourself in this vicious cycle? Why even bother confessing? You know you're only going to fall again. How many times will God forgive the same wrongdoing? Of course, God will not leave you in this state of unrepentance. He will apply pressure in the way of conviction and difficulties to woo you back into a right relationship with Him. The more you resist, the more miserable you will be. At least that's what's been my experience. Perhaps you have asked, as I have, but why can't I stop sinning? I don't want to sin. Why do I criticize my husband? Why do I complain when things don't go my way? Why do I get flustered when inconvenienced? Why can't I forgive when people hurt me? Why can't I stop? You fill in the blank. In short, why do you and I keep sinning against the one and ones we love? As mentioned in my last blog, we don't have to sin. We have a choice. Here are some tips to help you kick that sin habit. Number one, desire it. This is the biggest key in doing anything that is difficult. As the old adage says, where there's a will, there's a way. If you want something bad enough, you will find a way to get it. Stay tuned for my next blog on increasing our motivation not to sin. Number two, understand God is on your side. God wants you to stop sinning and therefore will help you. Number three, get specific truths from God's word to address your specific issue. I might sound like a broken record about getting specific, but it is vital. You must get to the root of your sin, which usually stems from pride or incorrect thinking. For example, if you are often grumbling and complaining, then do a Bible study on contentment and finding your satisfaction in Christ alone. Ask the Lord for the reasons why you are discontented and the truths to overcome them. If you are losing your temper and hurting others with your words, then evaluate what circumstances trigger that anger and the biblical truths that will set you free. Trust God to help you in this process. Number four, decide to apply those truths at the very next opportunity. Remember to do it in His strength, as discussed in my last blog. Number five, when, not if, you fail, repent and resolve to keep persevering. Evaluate why you failed. Thank God for His mercy and patience. Number six, get accountability. If you are consistently losing the battle, lay aside your pride and get someone to help hold you accountable. Number seven, thank God for every victory, large or small, because He was the one who made it possible. I have used these principles to overcome many issues in my life. It works because God's truths never fail. Proverbs 2:7, He holds victory in store for the upright. No matter what habitual sin has you trapped in a vicious cycle, you can experience victory in increasing manner. Get serious and ask the Lord for His enabling. God wants you to break that sin cycle so you won't break fellowship with Him. Psalm 25:8-9. He instructs sinners in His ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them His way. Until next time, have a blessed Christ-filled day.